You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alex Anthopoulos joins us, Braves general manager, the best GM in baseball.
Here, here.
But I was talking about Dansby last night, Alex, saying, you know, you got to appreciate how well this team played from June 1st on. And 78-33, it is kind of miraculous. And, I heard Dansby talking about it. I heard various guys in that clubhouse talking about it. What do you think it was? What if you were to say, hey, this is the reason why we won, you know, we went 78-33 and we're able to win this division again. What do you think it was?
I mean, I agree that, you know, when you hear it, you're like, whoa, you know, that's a lot. A game's over 500. And it didn't feel like it. And I don't want to speak for him, but my view of it from what he's saying is, you know, we didn't steamroll teams. We weren't rolling off wins, winning 12-1 and 10-2. And, you know, we were winning a lot of games, but we had a lot of close games. And I think to win close games, you have to play well in all facets, offense, defense, pitching, all of it, right? You have to do the right things, do the little things, come through, move guys over, all that kind of stuff. And because it didn't, you know, I remember talking to Smith multiple times when we had a winning streak. I'm like, man, it doesn't feel like we're winning as many games in a row because there's a lot of close games. And I think he's right. I mean, you look at the number of wins, they're impressive, no doubt. But it never felt like we were just crushing teams left, right, and center. So that being said, I'm happy we were able to pour Hey Man all over each other last night.
Hey!
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad we won the division. What a relief.
That would be some great product placement right there. We get that in a clubhouse. It is Alex Anthopoulos with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We said last segment that there's just no metric for clutch. I know we have every different acronym is used for baseball, measuring everything, but these guys just seem to be so clutch. And the move, and I know we've asked you about this before. Last year it was more through free making trades at the trade deadline. This year was coming from within the organization. And did you know that Michael Harris was going to be this good?
Absolutely not. We would have signed him way earlier if we did. So we knew he was talented, and we knew he was going to, you know, have the potential to do great things. But, you know, what he did, you know, the defense we felt good about. We didn't know offensively what we were going to get. We knew long-term we were very high on him, and you know, he was not a guy we would consider trading, and we expected to be part of our core going forward. But to be this good, this fast, and like you said, you want to talk about how many times late in the game, big moment, big knock. I mean, now getting to know him a little bit, I'm not surprised because he didn't have a pulse. He just doesn't get rattled, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. The moment does not scare him or face him at all, which I think really serves him well.
Yeah, it's funny. Last night, Grissom's being interviewed, and Grissom takes the microphone and he turns to Money Mike and he's like, "How's this feel?" And Money Mike goes, "You feel it." So it was pretty funny because you're right. He doesn't get rattled. All right, from one rookie to another, Spencer Strider. First, an update because we're all curious with this week now that we're going to get. What's it look like for him in the postseason? And then just talk about what you saw in spring training that allowed him to make this team and then do what he did this year.
Yeah, so he is doing much better. He's going to throw to 90 feet here. And then if, assuming he continues to pass that test, then he'll progress to a bullpen. And, you know, he feels optimistic, and our medical staff does too. He's supposed to pass some of these tests to make sure he doesn't feel anything, but that he could be ready to pitch at some point during the DS. So the good news is it's a long ways away, and we've got time, and we'll know that much more before we have to submit the roster. So, you know, these next 4 days are going to be huge for him and for us to make a decision. But, you know, we're optimistic in terms of spring training. If we were always very high on him. He rolled through the minor leagues last year. I mean, we called him up at the end of the season, the last 3 days, because we thought there was a chance he could help us in the postseason. And, you know, we believed in him that much that even for our run last year, we thought out of the bullpen, maybe this guy can be a help. And ultimately, we decided not to do it in terms of adding him to the roster. But we did give him a look at the big league level. So I think the biggest improvement for him was his slider was very inconsistent last year. And now it's become a plus pitch consistently. And he's even tightened up his command and everything else. So he looked good in spring training. And he really, you know, that was the difference last year. He was a fastball and the slider was hit and miss. Now the slider's there. And obviously the command and what he's done has been outstanding. And, you know, him along with so many other guys, I mean, it really, I mean, we won this thing by a game. Or depending on what happens today, I guess it might be two. But, you know, you don't get it done with all these guys doing great things.
It is Alex Anthopoulos, the GM, 5 division titles in a row here with us on Dukes and Bell. We didn't get a chance to talk to you since the Charlie Morton decision to bring him back was picked up. He's struggled at times. He's a veteran, so just about eating innings, and why are you bringing Charlie back for next season with the option for another
year? Right. So I know on the surface you see the 4.3 ERA or whatever it is, and you know we had a club option on him for $20 million regardless. We also had the option to give him a qualifying offer at the end of the year. So we were going to bring him back. Doing this early, it does give us that opportunity to have a club option for the following year. And, look, I think with Charlie, if you look at when we signed him coming off the year in Tampa, the COVID year, he had an ERA over 4. Kind of similar story where his offseason was disrupted because of the pandemic and COVID, had an uneasy season and really peaked at the end. You look now, he came off the injury in the World Series. He was rehabbing all offseason. Then he had 10. Then we were locked out. We couldn't work with him directly. And he was trying to get caught up to try to be ready for the opening day roster, which we didn't expect. But he did. He made it. But he's been trying to play. To trying to get caught up the entire time. And if you look at his velocity and everything else, and look, he's still striking a lot of guys out. He's giving up home runs at a higher rate, but we think a lot of that, so there's a luck element there. And we think with a normal off-season, and which isn't really critical for him, stuff's the same, velocity's the same. You look at his numbers with the Astros in 2018, they're very similar to where they are now, obviously minus the ERA, but the walks, the strikeouts, the innings. You know, we think he's going to bounce back and be that much better. And, you know, beyond that, what he brings to the room and the example he sets for the young guys, there's real value to that. I've seen it day in and day out, the impact he has on a Strider, on a Freed, on a Kyle Wright. I think, you know, there's players out there that can make other players around them a lot better. He certainly qualifies. And I don't know what it's worth in terms of dollars, but I definitely feel it's really important.
Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, joining us. We are celebrating the Braves' 5th straight division title. And, guys, we are back in the playoffs with a chance to get back to the World Series. Can you talk about your relationship with Snit and how it works and how you guys collaborate on things? Because Mike and I always have conversations about our teams in this town and the front offices. You guys just seem to be clicking and having things working. It's rare that I think there – I don't know if there's a disagreement, but can you tell our listeners and Braves fans what that's like?
I got to tell you, I mean, I've been doing this now. This is 11 years for me. And I don't think, you know, there may not be, you know, me and Snit may not necessarily initially agree on stuff, but we've never been tense. It's never been like weird. It's been smooth the entire time. And I think it's a credit to him. I think it's, you know, we both want the same things. We're pulling the same rope. And I don't think anyone's got an ego, and no one has to be right. And, you know, if either one of us feels strongly about something, we're going with them. So if he feels strongly about something, I'm going with him. If I feel strongly about something, he's going with me. And for the most part, we talk it through, and we end up getting there. So, and I also know, like, he knows I'm not going to get all these decisions right. I'm not going to – all the players we bring in, we're going to make some mistakes, and he's not going to get every move right. During the season, and that's just part of the gig. That's just the way it works, and you have to realize that. But no, he's been great. I mean, he's been great. He's been awesome to work with. And I just think the biggest thing the best word I can use is trust. There's just a huge amount of trust on both sides, and I think that's key to a relationship.
It's been an amazing year, as we talked about the rookies. Vaughn Grissom was great. It seemed like he cooled off a little bit. Then Arcia kind of came on at the end. Even, you know, I mean, we talk about everybody. I mean, all parts of this lineup. I think the difference between us and the Mets was you've got 1 through 9 that can step up, where the Mets have 3 or 4 guys. What about Ozzie Albies? I mean, I know we were thinking about it. Is it too optimistic? We'll see him by the divisional round. Where does that work?
Yeah, I think right now, I think divisional round would be a stretch. He just hasn't been hitting or doing anything. So, you know, you're 5 days away. I just don't see it, you know. So I think hopefully if we can advance, I would think the CS will be in play.
Okay.
But obviously we got to get there. But, I mean, the good news is that if we can advance at some point, he should factor for us. And obviously it'd be tremendous to get a guy like that back.
All right, Alex, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. The price, I think, continues to go up with Dansby, with the way that he's played. And I love the way that he's played. But I'm asking for Braves country, okay? This is not me. This is not personal.
Oh, it's still you.
Okay, it's me.
It's you, too.
It's yes, it's me. What?
That's right.
Is this going to work out?
So hide behind the fence.
Okay, fine. Is this going to work out? Because you've got a lot of folks in Braves country, and I'm not saying you. I'm saying what we saw with Freddie, and we're a little nervous, Alex. So I know you don't want to talk specifics about a contract, and I'm fine with that, but give me something on Dansby.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a no-win for me whenever you get asked about players and signing them back when they're going to be free, especially great players. So, I mean, yeah, I've been through this before, obviously, and it's hard to, you know, other than stating the obvious. You know, I can go into a long monologue about how awesome he is and how important he is, and you'd be like, okay, you didn't answer the question. So, I mean, the bottom line is he's really important, and he plays a premium position, and he's important. He's important, and he's especially for me this past year, like he's always been important, but he stepped up, and I'm not even talking on the field. I'm talking even the clubhouse. He stepped up more this year than anybody would have expected, you know, and he's just taken a lot on. As you know, I think this when you guys talked about Mike Harris and Vaughn Grissom and those, you know, I'm sure a lot of people saw it. The interview they did on Bally Sports, I thought was so hilarious. But I think Vaughn nailed it when he called him the sheriffs, you know, and in a good way. You know, he is just, he's a glue guy. He's really become a glue guy, and he's come into that. So you put yourself in a GM's chair, you don't want to lose a glue guy. But there's got to be a but. You know, it's not that easy, right? So that being said, we want him. We need him. And giving you anything beyond that is impossible at this point. But you guys see it day in and day out. What he's doing, the importance he has to this team, it's huge.
Right. I used to argue with all the time that they don't let you spend the money, and now they let you spend the money, and now the money's rolling in. I mean, I'm getting your pocket, Alex, but it seems like it's a lot of folks.
Well, it's our pocket.
Yeah, it's true. We pay for the Reds' red parking, by the way. But there's a perception that now we're a top 10. We're spending top 10. So is that just the cost of doing business? And then all the things you just said about Dansby, you can't replace that.
Yeah, and look, and that's the thing. Like, our payroll's climbed. I think we were 21st or 22nd in MLB when I got here. Mm. And attendance keeps doing great. Revenue, our payroll's climbing. I think we're eighth right now, which is incredible. Are we going to get to one or two or three? Nope. You know, do we get up beyond eight? Do we get to seven? I don't know, but we're inside the top 10. I know Terry McGurk, our chairman, has always said that was his goal, to absolutely get into the top 10. So, you know, this is the tough part about all this, is that you're always going to want more, right? And you're trying to keep as many players as you can, and obviously Dansby being one of them. And then you've got other guys. You've got Max Fried, Kyle Wright, and all these other guys, right? You want to keep all those guys. You want to keep this thing going. So the trick, which is not easy, is to balance it out, to manage it, and you're hoping you have the young guys that are coming in to backfill, the Harrises and the Striders and the Grissoms and those guys, that they allow you to go out and spend on some of those other guys. So that's why scouting and player development is so important. You know, you think about when all those guys were making the minimum, you know, we were able to go get Josh Donaldson and Dallas Keuchel, and we could spend on other players. You know, now it's their turn to get paid, and they're getting paid, and they fully deserve it. We need to continue to replenish and continue to get some young guys to backfill. And, yeah, we're going to try to, you know, we're being as aggressive as we can in signing guys long term, because we want to try to keep this group together. But there is going to be a limit, right? We're not going to be the first highest payroll in the sec. So there's limits to everything, and I'm never going to complain about it. It is what it is, and I'm elated. We're top 10, which is great. That's enough to put a winning team on the field for sure, and trying to make it all fit. So we're definitely going to try.
Yeah, it's who you spend on. It's not how much you spend. And I think that's what has been the key for us. Alex, I know you got to run. I will say this publicly because I've told you privately. Guys, he's the best GM in baseball. And all you got to do is look at what he's done since he's come here. We made it work last year, and we didn't have all these guys, you know. And look this year. No Luke Jackson, no Adam Duvall, no Mike Soroka, Ozzy. And look what's happened. So we are set up for success. Alex, congratulations on another division title. Don't know how far we go, but it'd be nice to be celebrating another parade. We appreciate the time. Look forward to talking with you throughout the course of the playoffs.
All right, guys. Always appreciate the support. Enjoy the run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.